Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products. I'm going to expose them and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Well, we have breaking news on the Stephen Paddock Las Vegas Mandalay Bay massacre situation. It is now confirmed by the Las Vegas Review Journal, which looked at prescription drug records, that Stephen Paddock has been taking prescription psychiatric medications. No one who knows about these drugs is surprised to hear that. And the drug that he was taking is called diazepam, which has been linked in scientific studies to a 45% increase in the risk of killing behavior. In other words, 45% increase in killing among people who are taking that psychiatric drug. Now, the history of mass shootings is basically the history of mass psychiatric drugging. In almost every shooting, not exactly 100%, but almost every shooting, the shooters or shooter have been linked to taking psychiatric drugs, all kinds of different drugs. There are antidepressant drugs. There are, you know, antipsychotic drugs. There are, you know, crazy mind-altering drugs that are prescribed like candy these days that doctors are just passing out to people based on just symptoms. Someone comes in and says, oh, I have trouble sleeping. Oh, you need a powerful narcotic or whatever. It's insane. The medical system is just basically a legalized drug dealing system to enrich doctors and drug companies while the drug companies are bribing the doctors. It's routine. It's routine. You know, GlaxoSmithKline paid a $3 billion fine, I believe, to the Department of Justice after admitting felony crimes in bribing 44,000 U.S. doctors. By the way, that was a couple years ago. And that's just one case where they got caught. You know, these drug companies are just drug dealing companies. And the problem is, their drugs are making people go crazy. Their drugs cause people to dissociate from reality. And what a lot of people describe when they're on these drugs or coming off the drugs is that they feel like the world is a video game. And especially men seem to be vulnerable to these drugs, or young men, such as, what was his name, Kleibold at the Columbine shooting in Colorado back in the 1990s, right? They feel dissociated from the world. They feel like what they're doing isn't real. They feel like they're acting out a video game. And so when those two guys in that shooting, the Columbine shooting, when they were pulling triggers and they were killing fellow students, in their minds, because of the psychiatric drugs, they thought that they were just playing out, you know, some kind of a video game or something. They did not feel like that was the real world that they were inhabiting at that moment. That was not part of their reality or their perception of reality, because these drugs alter brain perception. They alter brain function. If they didn't change brain chemistry, they wouldn't be drugs. I mean, that's the whole point of these drugs, is to alter brain chemistry. And the drug companies are, of course, more interested in selling drugs and earning profits than they are in, you know, actually helping people. So here's the question. We have now the entire political left going into mass hysteria, saying that all guns need to be banned. All guns need to be taken away from citizens because this one guy went crazy. And they're saying that all gun owners are now complicit in this. Like, somehow it's my fault that this nut job in Vegas, if it was really him — I kind of suspect it was him plus other people, by the way. I think there's more than one shooter, but that's a different podcast. But let's, for the moment, let's just say it's him, you know, just to carry on this conversation. What does his action have to do with me? How is that my fault? Obviously, it's not my fault. But let's use that same logic on prescription drugs. So now, according to the left's logic, every person taking an antidepressant drug is also complicit in this shooting by that same logic. So if you're taking psychiatric drugs, you murdered those people in Vegas, right? That's their logic. And that's obviously nonsense. If you're taking psychiatric medications, you didn't murder those people in Vegas. And if I own a rifle in Texas, I didn't murder those people in Vegas. So that's total nonsense. But that's the lunatic logic of the left. And, you know, that's what our country has broken down into today, is just lunacy, just absolute hysteria, derangement on the political left, where logic and reason have no place whatsoever in any discussion anymore. But I say, you know, they're talking about gun control. What about medication control? See, I think I've done the numbers on this, by the way. Medications, I mean, just opioid prescription drugs alone in 1 year killed 560 times more people than died in the Las Vegas shooting. And that's just opioids alone, which are killing about 33,000 people a year. And those are 2015 numbers, by the way. They are much larger now, for sure. They're probably closer to, you know, 37, 38,000 people a year being killed just by opioid prescription drugs. You've got over-the-counter NSAIDs, also called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, that are killing, I think, something like 20 to 24,000 people a year from intestinal bleeding. You've got antibiotics and superbugs. And of course, the antibiotics cause the superbugs, you know, the drug-resistant strains of bacteria and so on, such as MRSA or C. diff. And that's killing tens of thousands of people a year in America as well. So if you look at the actual drug deaths, and antidepressant drugs, SSRIs, increase the risk of death by 33%. That's new science that we just covered, I don't know, a week ago. If you look at what's killing people in America, it's not lone gunmen with an automatic rifle. It is statistically prescription drugs and psychiatric drugs and antibiotics, antidepressants, statin drugs, cancer drugs, chemotherapy. These are the things that are killing people in huge numbers. Huge numbers. So when the left is talking about, oh, we need gun control, I'm like, excuse me, what about medication control? Because that's what's killing, you know, 100 times more people than all the gun violence combined. And most of the gun violence, by the way, you know, this shooter in Vegas is a rare exception, but most of the gun violence is cheap, low-grade pistols used by gangbangers to shoot other gangbangers in Democrat-run cities like Chicago and Detroit and Miami and so on. Most of the gun shootings, the gun deaths in America are caused by Democrats, by the way, who are shooting pistols. Not rifles, not semi-auto rifles, not full-auto rifles, nothing. So that is something that you need to be aware of if you want to really know the truth about all of this. But we've covered this at naturalnews.com. Psychiatric drugs are now involved in this story. This guy was on mind-altering drugs. So how did that affect his behavior? Did that make him break? Or is there some other explanation that we're not aware of yet? Is there an ISIS connection? Is there an Antifa connection? Is there a Manchurian candidate? Maybe they got drugged into a zombie state. Who knows? We're still looking for answers on all of this. There are a lot of scenarios that are possible explanations for this. We just don't know enough yet to be able to say with certainty which one it is. Right now, we're all just asking questions. But this drug coming onto the scene is now another huge piece of evidence. Yep, he's on psychiatric drugs. Yep, that turns people into killers. So why aren't we talking about medication control at this point instead of just gun control, gun control, gun control? Because the left is insane. They're not interested in logic or reason. They just want to ban guns, which actually means, by the way, concentrating guns in the hands of government. They're not talking about banning guns from governments. They're talking about banning guns from citizens, but letting government have all the guns they want. That's not gun control. That's gun monopolization. Anyway, follow more news about all this at shootings.news. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.